You guys are rocking. You guys are just...
Did you see that?
It's because we did it together.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. If you did it together, it should have been higher than that.
I worked very hard. Well, I'm sure Alice did.
Actually, I was worried because I thought it was different than the last two stories.
Yeah.
So I didn't think we would actually. I was worried that we wouldn't be on the same.
I know, but I thought our conversation we had last week helped me to make decisions. I thought that was good.
Well, yeah, so I had a question from last week I'd like to ask the class. Now is a good time. Or like,
go ahead.
So there was one item that the two of us were talking about, which was that the therapist favors cognitive and
intellectual
matters. And I think that was not an item that had come up in discussion before.
Right.
And so I guess there were sort of a couple ways of looking at that item. On the one hand, it was a therapist sort of maybe came off or presented as very highfalutin and
intellectualized
things. The way I sort of thought it was that, like, as opposed to talking about like really shallow things, even like talking about emotions and empathy is sort of a cognitive and intellectual matter, but that might be the wrong way of looking at it. So I just think
that's
I was curious
how I was thinking about it. How I was thinking about it was more like if the therapist is sort of like more like, are you thinking a lot about this? Like, maybe we need to think about this more. Or like school is really important. Or, like, something like that. Rather than, like, when I think of, like, it's, like, what emphasizes cognitive or intellectual. I wouldn't consider that, like, if the therapist is like, well, let's talk about the emotion behind it. I feel like that's better described by a different item. Maybe I'm wrong.
So what do you mean, like, talking about school, I'm not clear what an intellectual matter is.
Well, like if the therapist was like talking to the kid about school or saying school was important because like that's an intellectual matter. Like the kid is, or like, you know, like the kid is still upset talking about math and they're like, very good, or you know, something like that.
So you think that that's what the
items are. That's how I was thinking.
Because we, you know, we had talked about this last week when I came over to your group and I actually took the opposite.
You took the opposite?
But we definitely need to make a decision about it.
What was your
it's a therapist who intellectualizes and
you say a therapist that intellectualizes.
That's how I read the item. Well, but that doesn't have to be the case. We can make a decision.
Does everyone know what intellectualizing looks like?
No.
Well, I can explain it.
Go ahead.
You ever watch the movie Analyze This?
That's
what?
That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
That's how you explained it to us.
With
goodness.
All right, Robert De Niro
and Billy Crystal. You never saw that movie? Oh my gosh. He says, well, you have a conflict with your Oedipus complex, and that's preventing you from blah blah blah, and you know, you're talking like a scientist, right? Rather than really talking about the emotions behind whatever conflict De Niro was describing on the couch.
So the way you're looking at it is separating like cognitive versus emotional, right?
Right.
You guys remember learning about the defenses and the intellectualization defense? So, like, it's kind of like that, but this time more on the therapist side. You know, when, like, a patient intellectualizes. Like, my patient does this all the time where we're, like, talking about something she's feeling, and she's like, well, you know, like, it makes sense because, like, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then, like, so I did this, and you know, it's, like, very intellectualized.
Like, very, like, logical?
Yeah, versus, like, I'm like, okay, tell me how you felt. Well, I think the whole thing was stupid because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well,
right,
tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
And she's like.
Right. And therapists can do the same thing. And
exactly.
Therapists often bad therapists often use, even good therapists can use a lot of jargon in talking to patients. We refer to it as experience distant communications rather than experience near communications with the patient. And, you know, patients can really just. And not really experience any kind of change because it's too intellectualized. It's distant from their emotional experience. Therapists can do that just like patients. So,
like that.
Mm-hmm. So we have to decide whether we want to make this item mean that or make this item mean what Julia is suggesting. Let me pull up the item here. What item number is it? Do you guys know?
51.
Places high value on intellectual and cognitive matters. Does not necessarily imply intellectual achievement or intellectual ability. Or haven't you ever been in therapy with somebody where the patient draws you into an intellectual conversation and you fall right into it?
Yes.
So, you know, in that case, you're placing a high value. I mean, the patient is, but by you falling into it, you're also placing a high value in intellectual and cognitive matters, and neither one of you is really focusing on the underlying emotional conflicts. It's a way to avoid emotions. Right.
I'm willing to do it that way, if you guys are.
I like to hear from other people. Let's, what do you guys think it means, the item?
I feel like I could definitely see it. I think I like it that way. Because it says, does not necessarily imply intellectual achievement or ability. Or ability, and that's kind of what Julia was saying when we talk about. when you were saying how, oh, how was school? Like, did you have a nice time with your tutor? Did she help you? That's kind of what they don't want in this item. So I feel like clicking.
I'm making it.
Like last weekend, I was just talking to my own therapist about the GRE. That would be quoted high.
Because we were talking about the GRE.
Oh, depends
on how you were talking about. Were you talking about how it was making you feel?
No.
The emotion about it?
Well, at first I was, and then he asked me about the questions and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
Well, there it is.
Right there.
That was good.
Boom. So he moved away from the emotional experience of taking the GRE to talking about, well, what are the questions like? Mm-hmm. And I wonder what the standard deviation is of your cohort. That's intellectualizing.
Yeah.
No, but that would be like obviously rated high.
What about, I sort of like a CBT therapist who's talking about like cognitions and unhelpful thoughts, which seems to be sort of bordering between emotions.
You can't ask Jeff this sort of
thing. I think I can.
No, I promise.
Yes,
you can.
Let's. I don't think it's going to be as bad as, I'll do a CBT, I don't think it's going to be as bad as either. But like, let's say it's a CBT therapist who is talking about cognitions, right? Which is like sort of part of the item. But like a cognition could be like, I am thinking that I am unworthy, which is sort of an emotion as well. So do you, like, it's sort of like which?
I think it's less, has to do with orientation and more how you explore something. If you explore it in a very intellectualized way, you're not really getting at the underlying struggle or conflict.
So there's still some, there's like, so
I think that you are engaging in some automatic thoughts that really
that's
need to be ameliorated through my CBT methods. We need to ameliorate your cognitions, your maladaptive cognitions through automatic thought stopping. How was that?
Well, you still only know automatic.
Look, I was never trained in CBT. You guys have an advantage over me.
I do.
But do you hear the style
right.
with
so
which
it's,
I was
like,
describing?
Is it style or is it matter? I think that's like sort of the divide right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's more the style. I know that it says matters, cognitive matters. Maybe we could play, maybe we would... define it as a CBT therapist would, just by definition, have a higher placement of this item because they are focusing on cognitive matters. That's what they do. So I don't think I'm saying anything radical. Camila would say the same thing if you were here.
No, I'm not. I mean, but you mean I'm looking at that item like focusing on cognitions.
And intellectualizing.
Okay. Well,
you want it to be either or.
Well, I think just like since none of the sessions we're going to be watching are CBT, let's focus.
I know one of the therapists is a little bit intellectualized.
That's what I'm saying. So let's stick to the intellectualized side of it.
Okay.
Versus like thinking about, are they addressing cognition?
Well,
versus...
however, we do want to think about the future because if we're publishing this, other researchers are going to want to use this instrument with this code book. And we want to think about people like CBT researchers who are investigating CBT therapists. We want to think ahead to them as well. So if we define this a certain way, we want to be sure that CBT people can use this instrument the way that we used it. You know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, but I just don't think those two things are connected enough.
Okay.
To have it be in one item. You know what I mean? I feel like they're two separate things. To collapse them into one item would be a disservice to both ideas.
Okay. So what should we do?
I would like to keep it more as the intellectualizing, just because I feel like that applies more.
So the style of one's interventions is intellectualized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Julia, do you want to make that
yep.
addition to the code book and then send it out to us?
Yeah, that was number 51, right?
Yes. Thank you, Alex.
It's rate high, right? You rate it high if that was
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Places high value on intellectual and cognitive matters does not necessarily imply intellectual achievement or intellectual ability.
Okay. Good.
And that way a CBT therapist could actually score low on this item.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Theoretically, they could. Okay.
So now I have things ready for everyone. We're going to do them the week we get back. So do them at your leisure.
Wait, I thought everybody's going to do one on their vacation.
That's what I mean. When we get.
Oh, okay.
Like it'll be done in the first meeting that we
okay.
get back.
Very good.
So they can still do them at their leisure. What, 6 weeks?
It is 6 weeks.
Like this one.
Now, Sibeli, are you going to continue with us? What are we going to do? Then you're not going
to
have...
I know. Then we have to talk about it, but I don't want to... halfway across the world.
She's in Brazil. It's not halfway across the world.
Down.
Oh my gosh! You guys know where she's from? You know she's having summertime right now. Down, she's going back to her summer. She just saw snow for the first time last week.
Have you been to Iguazu Falls?
I've been there. So yeah.
On the Brazil side or on the Argentinian side?
On the Brazil side.
I was in Argentina and Chile over the summer.
You too. Yeah.
This past summer. Oh, wow.
You need a visa to get to Brazil as an American, so it's expensive.
Not if you go as a British citizen.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the date that you guys have gone for?
The 23rd. I think our first lab will be the 24th.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
25th. Everybody got that?
January?
It's 25th, not 24th. Mm-hmm.
23rd
is a
Tuesday.
Okay.
I can give this back to you now if you want it. Or do you want me to hold on?
25th.
Okay, you guys keep the little flags. Or just throw them away by yourself because I don't want them.
Is that? Okay, yeah,
it's labeled. It's labeled in the file.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. So what would you like?
possible I can.
She'd like to continue.
Why are you speaking for her?
I'm her translator.
Yeah.
So
you would do it? She's so great. Okay.
She is great.
I drove her home the other week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I slashed to the subway. Was it okay?
Okay.
It was okay. Okay.
She had fun last night at the party.
Oh, she went to the party?
Yeah. You didn't see her?
No. Amanda got there
3 hours too late.
What?
I got into a car accident on the way.
Are you serious?
My second car accident in 2 weeks. I have now 2 cars that are in the shop.
Gosh,
I'm stranded here. These are not my clothes.
Do you need a ride somewhere?
No, my dad's going to come pick me up. An undergrad hit my car on campus.
They are the worst drivers. What?
Last year, not here.
I was driving.
I don't know, but you weren't an undergrad here.
Exiting, the regular straight road, and she was here making a left turn into my lane, and she hit the back of my car. When I got out, it was just a scratch. So I got her information. I didn't want to yell at the girl. She was young.
But you're so much older, Amanda.
I can't hold it together.
But also, I know it's not my nature to yell. So I was like, okay, as long as you're okay, do you have someone to call? Why don't you call? Do you have? I felt bad. So, but it was just a scratch as far as I knew. So I pulled out of campus. I was following Rachel's car to Cole Bay, and my car started swerving on Northern Boulevard. I had no control over the wheel. I thought I was going to hit Rachel. And so luckily I was able to just pull over and put it in park. Thank God no cars were around me. If I was swerving, I could have killed someone. A car could have hit me. I had no control over the wheel.
So she
had hit the wheel and she completely busted the tire. So if I would have kept driving, the tire would have come off of the car.
So you had
to wait for a tow truck.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How long did you have to wait?
We had to call Allstate to make the claim because then they were going to call the tow truck company. So it took me about 45 minutes to be on the phone with her making the claim, and then it took an hour for the tow truck to come. So, and then it took a while to drive to Cole Bay.
So does this other driver even know?
Yeah. Her the whole front grill of her car is cracked off. But it doesn't matter to me because her insurance company will be paying for it. But my car is already in the shop from last week when a girl rear-ended me on the Belt Parkway. So that was my mom's car that I just busted.
Now, did this student take responsibility?
She did not. She didn't apologize. She just
But you didn't get a police report, right?
No, I didn't file
a
police report. I should have.
So what's going to happen is she's going to tell her insurance company it's your fault.
She did. She already did that, and they both insurance companies went back and forth, and they deemed it her fault.
Okay, good.
Oh, really?
She had a stop sign.
They
go out and they look at where it was and everything. They did this with my accident too. They look and they compare the stories.
I took pictures of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I drew a diagram and everything.
Yeah.
So you missed out on the party last night.
I got there. I had the money to pay because I collected all the money. So I had to go there and pay. So I was there for an hour or so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's long after you left. I lived vicariously through all of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm glad Sibella, you went to the party. That's experience.
She did.
Yeah.
By the way, for the first time this year, they did not have a
French fries.
They usually have a cheese bar and a fruit bar in the middle of the.
Right, that's right.
They didn't have that
really?
At all. Not at all. They only had the food on the against the wall.
I know what you mean. Really?
Yeah, they didn't have any of that this year. So I was wondering whether you guys got a break on the price because it's not what we're used to.
No. I would have said something if I knew. I'm glad
you
told me
that. Yeah. Anyway. Sibeli has agreed. And
okay.
So you will Dropbox her videos?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll figure out our own timing. That's fine. How many hours different is it?
No, 3 hours.
Oh.
Is it it's a 3 hour difference?
Yeah. Okay.
Really? I didn't know that. You guys are 3 hours ahead.
You're 3 hours
ahead.
Okay. I didn't remember that.
We can keep this time?
Yeah. And we can just like Skype over it while I'm here. Yeah, I think
so. Okay.
So it'd be 7:30 for you.
So 7:45.
7:45.
Yes. 7:45. Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
So, if there's nothing else, you guys can break up into your teams and talk about your discrepancies of more than four, three, and two.
Oh, wait.
I guess. What?
The thing?
The thing?
Yeah, wait, just come here. And then, because I want to ask you before I say it from you. Everyone start talking.
We also have bagels if anyone wants to get it.
Oh my goodness, that means so much food again.
This is exciting, partner.
Okay, guys.
Oh my God, yeah.
Guys, so the first thing I want to say is bad news, and the second thing I want to say is okay news, good news. Bad news is we missed the deadline for APA, so that's a no-go. But the other news is that we're going to submit to a conference, I think around the same. It's in June, actually.
It's in June.
And it's in Montreal. So if any of you guys would be interested in doing that, I would be going. So if any of you guys would be interested in that, I mean, I'll go ahead and submit. If we don't have anyone to go, then we don't have anyone to go. Yeah?
Then we wouldn't submit.
Oh, so we should find out.
Well, I think we should find out if anyone has an interest in going. We don't need a commitment, but okay. If someone has an interest in going, it would be your first international conference.
Okay.
You can now say that you could say that you presented at an international conference. That's very prestigious.
Nobody knows why no one's saying conference.
Yeah. It's
the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you check it?
Because
we have class.
It's usually right at the end of that. It is June 26th. To June 30th, and so if I remember correctly, you might miss like one class if you go for the whole thing. I don't even know. You know, it's like certain dates. It's only one day that you'd be actually presenting, and you're more than welcome to go to the whole conference. But
I'd be interested, but I don't want to commit right now.
Okay.
I've driven to Montreal from here.
So
it's about 6 hours.
It's not. It's about 8 hours.
I don't know. You and I drive differently.
Yeah.
That's what I do it in.
Took me like 7 hours.
Huh?
Took you seven?
Hours.
I also got stopped at the border for a while. They thought I was very suspicious.
That might be part of it.
You look suspicious.
I look a little suspicious.
Did you know pepper spray is illegal in Canada?
Yeah, I learned that at the border.
Is it also illegal?
I did.
Were they searched your car?
Yeah. They asked. They were like, "Do you have any pepper spray on you?" I don't know why.
It was like pets, yeah? Fruit, or pepper spray.
Fruit? No.
So it is a Tuesday to a Saturday. So I think your last classes will be that last week.
Is that, what are they taking, stats or what?
No, community.
He's here.
Community and social.
Oh, with Malillo. I love her. She's a doll.
With who?
Diana Malillo. She's from Nassau Community College. She taught us last year and she's agreed to come back.
Oh, social?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
She's very smart.
So, you're interested. Anyone else has an interest? Taylor, anyone else?
Possibly.
It
depends on the classes. Yeah, it depends on
okay.
The finals are. Like, I don't know how that's going to be.
There are no finals for those classes. It's just papers.
Well, you didn't have the same professor.
That's
was
true.
There a final?
Maybe. Actually, was there?
No, a final presentation. She's very easygoing. She's very, very easygoing. I think it would be fine if you had to miss it or if you had to submit your assignment at a different time.
But
she's not as rigid as I am, so
Oh, did you teach it in the past? Oh, no,
I did teach it one year.
Psych.
How'd you know?
Because it's all I hear about from other people.
Oh, boy.
But you didn't teach me.
No, I didn't teach you. I can't teach you anything.
Well, actually, next semester, I hope you can teach me something.
Hopefully.
In your class.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll go ahead and submit.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
And so we'll all be part of an international conference if we get accepted.
Yes.
Not bad.
Okay. That was...
And if you have questions about the specific submission guidelines, let me know because
okay.
They might have a particular word limit or...
It was 250 and we cut ours down to 250.
Okay, so we've got that.
We've got that.
Also, if there's a particular theme of the conference, we might want to consider tweaking what we have to accommodate the theme. Sometimes that works better as far as submission acceptance is concerned. But
cool. All right.
All right.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Well, tell people what the conference is.
Do you guys do it?
I don't know what it is. Let's look. Isn't this applied psychology?
The Society for Applied Psychology, or what?
International Congress of Applied Psychology.
International Congress of Applied Psychology. So that looks really neat on a CV.
Yeah.
That you presented at an international conference.
About ICAP, the International Association of Applied Psychology is the. It keeps changing. Wait.
Well, now it's a different conference?
You know it, like, you know when it, like, goes back and forth? It's like, so, like, okay, hold on. The International Association of Applied Psychology is the oldest international association of psychologists. Its official languages are English and French. Wait for it. Going back now. Founded in 1920, it has more than 1,500 members from more than 80 countries. Next time, I'll say the mission. Its mission is succinctly stated in Article 1 of its Constitution to promote the science and practice of applied psychology. There's more. Applied psychology and to facilitate interaction and communication about applied psychology around the world.
Sounds like a winner. It's been around 100 years. And it's an international conference. That's important. It's about... See, Sibeli knows. All right, so we've got plenty of people who have an interest in going to Montreal. You can actually make a road trip of it. Right?
Or you could fly.
Anybody speak French?
Used to?
Like,
I used to be fluent. No, I took it for like 6 or 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I won a few awards, but I haven't used it. So
you're not that old.
But if I haven't, like, it's not, I could, okay, so I went to Montreal this summer, and I was able to get by.
All right, then. So.
They speak English there, too.
Yeah. But, like, I could read the French.
They are much more French.
Yeah, when I went into a restaurant, they didn't speak any English at all.
They do not like you.
Yeah.
They spoke English very well
when I was there.
Wow.
But, I mean, yeah.
But that's helpful.
It helps if we get lost. I couldn't, like, present in French.
No. The conference is in English.
Okay.
Yeah, the English is the conference language, so no worries about that. All right, so let's start in our groups and talk about discrepancies, and I'll come around.
Yeah.
All right.
I think there's an issue with the relationship.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my cat.
Somewhere in this area. So, like, walking to the gym.
Okay. Yeah. Also, the first thing, like, towards the question.
So Julie questioned about
Trello.
Yeah.
So Jen and
Michael.
Last time we did three.
So I had it high, but then I was just like, I think Alex is going to put it low. So I put it low.
Has a wide range of interest in the child, regardless.
I did have it in a sense.
I remember this track session was a lot of like.
Besides, like when playing with him, there wasn't really like.
Did they give you a day
laughing? Yeah, I was wondering if there was like some history in the game.
Also, what I thought we were talking about.
I mean, today would be.
I might be
awesome.
She had a variety of interests but generally around this
time. So I thought that generally throughout the session,
that's the way I
knew it. They were focused on the slap machine.
I guess being
scared to talk about
kind of like 4, 5, 6
almost. Once we get
the doll
turns the middle, but I don't know her when I look at it.
Communicating to the room.
So I can't.
It doesn't really apply.
What if the session is generally around the same
So I think she had her first parentheses, regardless of how deep or super. Superficial, the interest of it. So I think, like, to your point, like, let's say they're just talking about change, doing a very deep dive into what change means and, like, the many forces. Regardless of how deep it is. If it's like actually I could probably come down from we're dealing with symbols on the spectrum,
should we be coding with that in mind?
Is anything that can be construed as
I agree with you, but I don't think I want to see
it. Because we're recording her, not the patient.
Okay, so I
Oh, so if she's around, I
think
But also,
he's with her.
So for me, it was like, it was definitely on the higher side, and it would be something we could see if it was a middle item. Room in there.
I put it in
seven because
this is the one that Amanda changed in the code book.
There definitely wasn't this
one. It was like,
I would maybe put it in five or six. It would be really hard to find something out there in the fire. Above my senses, but
is giving or generous.
Yeah. If you were saying that,
that's
seven.
Fine.
Where we should decide if we
Yeah, I could definitely put it in generous somehow.
If we don't see it.
Just five is the one that
The five is the one that
there's no way. You know?
I know there was one instance where she actually
14.
Yeah.
Oh, and he said he made a slot machine and he did, and she went, what? Like, she had, she smiles a lot.
I definitely got her voice to be expressive.
I know. I think that's maybe on my
You sent it yet, Margarita?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's maybe.
Oh, there we go.
I mean,
I think that's the one. That's what it is. See, it says rapid personal.
Oh, 86.86. So you take a solid second place this week. Nice job. But they had an 89. All right, thank you for that. I'll make the corrections in my file.
But I wanted to put issue 6.
Let me do that just a minute.
We just said the same exact thing. Really? 51-36.
Yeah. So weird.
I think where you might put 3, you put 7. Were you 8? I was a 50.
Oh, this is the intellectual cognitive
balance.
You guys both want me to send it both to you guys? Okay.
So you're looking at
the at least you're sure.
Okay.
It's only three. Three is the most.
Was that there were just like the one and four, like all around.
He couldn't get the pants on the toy, and he didn't have like.
These are all things like pieces.
Did I put him in a 7?
And like so, like I took that as like not actually for advice.
I mean, she was doing a lot of play acting, which I rated her pretty high on.
I don't know, but like, I'm the most interesting, yeah, colorful feminist.
It seems like we've sort of watched two plans of people.
Yes, it's a two-word girl, very
But my experience talking to you right now, you're a little more animated.
I can imagine myself with a child. Would you say
I sent it. Margarita. I sent it.
It's hard to get like points with a specific one necessarily.
Passionate.
Yeah.
So I don't know where is it safe to Where was it? Where he was like, something happened, and the therapist said, sorry.
Like your question before.
It was the only, oh, here. The child said that he had to repeat something to the GST for the therapist. Yeah. And the therapist is like, I'm sorry. It's the only reason why I was
in six.
Good.
Most of ours are just
three.
And then
we left.
Wow. So none four away.
I think we
there was one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty easily solved.
Yeah. Which means that he did take offense.
Easily. I'm not the child. Right? No.
No, we're saying
that,
like,
he's not thin skinned.
Right.
And I felt like he was sure.
Oh,
95.
So maybe
right.
I just did that.
Yes.
But if you could only have five, that's not
hospital
pile.
Same pile.
This wasn't the one, though, that we're talking about, that we decided to leave it in the middle. I think it was 29.
We were close.
One was a one and the other was a five.
Yeah, but what she was talking about before is that there was one item that we agreed to put it in the middle on the side.
Yeah. I mean, she was very concerned that it missed this itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very engaged.
Like the way that I, the extreme way that I talk about this kind of one versus five issues, like in the adult version, so sexual issues aren't discussed. But let's say that the patient climbs in your lap, and the therapist doesn't say a word.
To go with the concerned people.
So sexual issues aren't discussed, but there was certainly an opportunity to discuss them that the therapist didn't take, so that goes in a one.
You know what? I think I want.
Whereas if two people are talking, the patient and the talking, but they're talking about the death of her mother, for example. There's no sexual innuendo at all. It goes in a five. So you can apply that principle to a lot of these items. Right, if there's an opportunity to present itself and the therapist doesn't show it, take it up, then it goes in a one. But there's no opportunity, she's just going to
fly.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
I guess
so.
Okay. All right.
What?
I think it becomes too much. Please tell me. I'm here in your last year.
for this. But I also feel like it's in body language or something like that. It's not.
You don't
want to
I can see myself potentially.
I'm
going
to
get enough
work. Because.
But you'll let me know.
Like, we don't have to be
100%
the big takeaways was like, just like because like her voice is good or something, it doesn't necessarily mean
good.
Yes.
How many four more?
Yeah, I like that. It's hard to pick a part.
We'll see if it becomes an issue of the next.
So
you guys are the leaders.
We are trying to imagine a very charming therapist.
Okay, what are we on?
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
53.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, what would a charming man look like?
Or a woman? Well, you're in the middle of 70%. So that was the one.
Maybe a person
being
I can tell you mom.
Uses humor, is very engaged, is expressive.
So I feel like I
but also, like, the genus like, wow, I don't really know like, what it is about a person that makes them charming.
But I think it was like,
you have someone like who's actually quite reserved.
So
charming.
I would have put it in six of seven.
It's so
What about slightly seductive?
Is
that part of it?
Like Don Draper in Mad Men is like sort of withdrawn, but people find her charming. But he's seductive.
Yeah,
his concern with film
is why I was so proud of his child.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's a way to
put
it.
Maybe you can.
Here, let me write it down. About four of us kind of all in space thing. So I think now we're on the same page with those.
Okay, great. So, do you guys have any four or more? Just a part? Just one? Two?
Enjoy the diaper life. My house is not part of the string of houses, but people still come down and take pictures. He's very anxious about talking about himself. So yeah, it's particularly job interviews. But it also sort of is interconnected with feelings of worthlessness and like depressive symptoms.
You know, I do exposure in every session. I expose the patient to emotions.
I have to tell you something. I'm doing a TAT. Well, first I have to check with Dr. Miller. I did an assessment with a child who the mother assessment and then therapy, and she also requested a male. So we were one, like, depending on if Christos has two cases again or not, he has already.
So we actually talked about that case this afternoon in supervision. He's going to give it to the CPT.
Okay. Supervisor. Okay. It also, she also may not be a case for here because it's interesting. CPS things that may be happening. So a lot of sexual content came out in the TAT. Like, very inappropriate.
It doesn't mean sexual abuse, but it might mean exposed to pornography.
Yeah, it was all pornographic. And then I said, that's interesting. Tell me about that. Just left it very, I didn't want to lead her down any sort of road. Plus, I'm only the evaluator, I'm not her therapist.
Right.
And she said she YouTubes things and sometimes uses her toys. But also, a child...
YouTube doesn't have sex pornography.
Right. Usually there's a... YouTube will restrict you. Mm-hmm. I don't know
where... Oh, that
doesn't
always work. My patient did the same thing.
How old's your patient?
Well, my patient's 13, but she started doing it when she was 4.
10, yeah. So I don't know how old she was when she started.
You can use voice commands, is what, apparently.
But I don't think you know how the child knew... disturbing.
Right.
As she was saying the words, tears were in my eyes because I was like, what has this child been subjected to that this is what she is now seeing in a picture of nothing? Projecting onto a picture.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Very sad. Anyway.
I don't know if it's appropriate for the PSC to take.
So that's our thing right now. Dr. Pando suggested that I go to Dr.
A more sophisticated therapist.
100%. You know. Family's very low SES, so I'm not sure where they can or what the plan will be from here. But, yeah, I don't think it's an appropriate case for here either, to be honest with you. The child sometimes says she hears voices, help with the bad side, tells her to do things. So.
It's going to be Sagamore will take her.
What? Sagamore?
She looks
Julia will be her therapist.
All right, have a good break, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy holidays to everybody. And don't eat too much over the holidays, and we'll see you back in, was it January 25th?
I finished late last night, but sometimes you get the client and it comes out like they can't begin.
The grades are in the system, but one of your classmates isn't appearing on the grading system, and so I emailed Eva and Pam and waited to hear back. So otherwise, your grades would be posted.
But
I'm holding off because I don't want to post the grades without this classmate's grade included, so I'm not sure what's going on with that.
They're also live.
But I'll see you over Skype.
So. Wait, is DeLeo Italian?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Yes, it is. But I'm a mix of a lot of stuff. Italian, French, Spanish, Irish, Albanian.
Wow.
Yeah. That I know of. Those I know for sure. There might be other things thrown in there.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. See you later. Best wishes on your final.
Physical problems in her health and she lost oxygen.
All right, see you next year. Best wishes on your final exam.
Yes.